Hello, Mr. Treadaway. How are you today?
Hi, Corey. I'm okay.
It's been a while since you've been in for an adjustment.
I know. I've pushed it a bit too far.
You've been in a lot of pain?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and get ready. You know the drill. I'll be back in as soon as I go over your most recent x-rays with my assistant. When I come back, I'll do an exam, and you can tell me where you're hurting the most. We'll do the adjustment, and I'll expect you to return to see me sooner next time, all right?
Yes, ma'am.
Corey could hear the humor in the older man's voice. Jake Treadaway was in his early 50s. He had a low voice that was pleasing to her ears. He had an average build, not overly muscular, but not overweight either. He was taller than her 5'9", but not by much. As a blind chiropractor, Corey had to rely on her hands and her sense of touch to be able to correctly diagnose her patients and to adjust them properly. She knew there were a lot of people who still didn't believe she could do the job, but Corey was comforted by the fact that she had a lot of clients who did believe in her, patients who had no issue with her disability. After graduating with her degree, she'd applied and met with the majority of chiropractors in San Antonio, and the only person who would give her a chance was Dr. Garza. He hadn't blown her off immediately upon finding out she was blind, and after she'd shown him she knew what she was doing, he'd given her a trial run. It had worked out, and they were both thrilled. Dr. Garza had wanted to spend more time with his family and was happy to take on a partner. They usually alternated workdays, so they could both have some time off. There were several clients who were uncomfortable with her disability and had refused to let her adjust them, but Dr. Garza had no problem taking on those less than open-minded clients. Corey wouldn't apologize for who she was and what she did. She'd worked hard, damn hard, to get through chiropractic college. Luckily, there'd been a few other blind students who had blazed the trail before her, forcing colleges to provide reasonable accommodations for blind students, so she was able to complete the rigorous training. Her parents had fought for her right to attend normal schools her entire life. She was an only child, and Chad and Shelley Madison had taught her that she was just as capable as any sighted person. She'd been born with anophthalmia, a condition where her eyes didn't form during pregnancy. She'd worn sunglasses for most of her elementary school years, but once she'd been old enough, and after a lot of begging, she'd started wearing prosthetics. She'd painstakingly learned to clean and care for her bionic eyes, as her best friend Emily called them. It had only taken one infection because of her laziness and the resulting hospital stay for Corey to learn it could be a life-or-death situation if she didn't properly clean and disinfect the prosthetics on a regular basis. Corey closed the exam door behind her and turned right to walk down the short hallway to her office. She knew exactly how many steps it was from the exam room she always used to the office, how many strides she had to take to reach her desk, and exactly where her chair would be. The cleaning service employees had learned not to move any of her things, even one inch, after an incident where her trash can hadn't been put back in its spot, and Corey had fallen over it one morning. Corey eased into her chair and thumbed through the files sitting on her desk. Their administrative assistant, Kaylee, always placed the files of the client she'd see each day in the center of her desk in the mornings. The tabs had the names of each patient written on them, but Corey had also printed out labels of their names in Braille and placed them on the front of each folder. Corey reached out and grabbed her mouse. It was right where it always was, and clicked. A female voice talked Corey through maneuvering within Mr. Treadaway's online file and medical history. She made some notes in a recorder she kept on her desk. Kaylee took the device and typed up her notes on each person at the end of every day. Finished with her preparations for Mr. Treadaway's adjustment, Corey stood up and walked back to her office door. Her assistant, Sean, should have been in her office by now. He would know by now that Mr. Treadaway had arrived. They always went over his radiographs, so Corey would know which vertebrae she needed to concentrate on. She'd never work on a patient without the review. She didn't want to hurt someone, or God forbid, paralyze them by adjusting the wrong place on their spine.